The Shepherd of Hermas, translated by J.B. Lightfoot. Part 13, Parable 9, Part 2. So I was alone with the virgins, and they were most cheerful and kindly disposed to me, especially the four of them that were the most glorious in appearance. The virgins say to me, Today the shepherd cometh not here. What then shall I do? Say I. Stay for him, say they, till eventide, and if he come, he will speak with thee. But if he come not, thou shalt stay here with us till he cometh. I say to them, I will await him till evening, and if he come not, I will depart home and return early in the morning. But they answered and said unto me, To us thou wast entrusted, thou canst not depart from us. Where then, say I, shall I stay? Thou shalt pass the night with us, say they, as a brother, not as a husband, for thou art our brother, and henceforward we will dwell with thee, for we love thee dearly. But I was ashamed to abide with them. And she that seemed to be the chief of them began to kiss and to embrace me, and the others, seeing her embrace me, they too began to kiss me, and to lead me round the tower, and to sport with me. And I had become, as it were, a younger man, and I commenced myself likewise to sport with them. For some of them began to dance, others to skip, others to sing. But I kept silence, and walked with them round the tower, and was glad with them. But when evening came, I wished to go away home, but they would not let me go, but detained me. And I stayed the night with them, and I slept by the side of the tower. For the virgins spread their linen tunics on the ground, and made me lie down in the midst of them. And they did nothing else but pray. And I prayed with them without ceasing, and not less than they. And the virgins rejoiced that I so prayed. And I stayed there with the virgins until the morning, till the second hour. Then came the shepherd, and saith to the virgins, Have you done him any injury? Ask him, say they. I say to him, Sir, I was rejoiced to stay with them. On what didst thou sup? Saith he. I supped, sir, say I, on the words of the Lord the whole night through. Did they treat thee well? Saith he. Yes, sir, say I. Now, saith he, what wouldst thou hear first?
In the order as thou showest me, sir, from the beginning. I request thee, sir, to explain to me exactly in the order that I shall inquire of thee.
According as thou desirest, saith he, even so will I interpret to thee, and I will conceal nothing whatever from thee.
First of all, sir, say I, explain this to me. The rock and the gate, what is it?
This rock, saith he, and gate, is the Son of God.
How, sir, say I, is the rock ancient, but the gate recent?
Listen, saith he, and understand, foolish man. The Son of God is older than all his creation, so that he became the Father's adviser in his creation. Therefore, also, he is ancient.
But the gate, why is it recent, sir, say I?
Because, saith he, He was made manifest in the last days of the consummation. Therefore the gate was made recent, that they which are to be saved may enter through it into the kingdom of God. Didst thou see, saith he, that the stones which came through the gate have gone to the building of the tower, but those which came not through it were cast away again to their own place?
I saw, sir, say I.
Thus, saith he, no one shall enter into the kingdom of God, except he receive the name of his Son. For if thou wishest to enter into any city, and that city is walled all round, and has one gate only, canst thou enter into that city except through the gate which it hath?
Why, how, sir, say I, is it possible otherwise?
If, then, thou canst not enter into the city except through the gate itself, even so, saith he, a man cannot enter into the kingdom of God, except by the name of his Son, that is beloved by him. Didst thou see, saith he, the multitude that is building the tower?
I saw it, sir, say I.
They, saith he, are all glorious angels. With these, then, the Lord is walled round. But the gate is the Son of God. There is this one entrance only to the Lord. No one then shall enter in unto him otherwise than through his Son.
Didst thou see, saith he, the sixth men, and the glorious and mighty man in the midst of them, him that walked about the tower and rejected the stones from the building?
I saw him, sir, say I. The glorious man, saith he, is the Son of God. And those six are the glorious angels who guard him on the right hand and on the left. Of these glorious angels, not one, saith he, shall enter in unto God without him. Whosoever shall not receive his name shall not enter into the kingdom of God.
But the tower, say I, what is it?
The tower, saith he, why, this is the church.
And these virgins, who are they?
They, saith he, are holy spirits, and no man can otherwise be found in the kingdom of God, unless these shall clothe him with their garment. For if thou receive only the name, but receive not the garment from them, thou profitest nothing. For these virgins are powers of the Son of God. If therefore thou bear the name, and bear not his power, thou shalt bear his name to no effect. And the stones, saith he, which thou didst see cast away, these bore the name, but clothed not themselves with the raiment of the virgins.
Of what sort, sir, say I, is their raiment?
The names themselves, saith he, are their raiment. Whosoever beareth the name of the Son of God ought to bear the names of these also, for even the Son himself beareth the names of these virgins. As many stones, saith he, as thou sawest enter into the building of the tower, being given in by their hands and waiting for the building, they have been clothed in the power of these virgins. For this cause, thou seest this tower made a single stone with the rock. So also they that have believed in the Lord through his Son, and clothed themselves in these spirits, shall become one spirit and one body, and their garments all of one color. But such persons as bear the names of the virgins have their dwelling in the tower.
The stones then, sir, say I, which are cast aside, wherefore were they cast aside? For they passed through the gate, and were placed in the building of the tower by the hands of the virgins.
Since all these things interest thee, saith he, and thou inquirest diligently, listen as touching the stones that have been cast aside. These all, saith he, received the name of the Son of God, and received likewise the power of these virgins. When they received these spirits, then, they were strengthened, and were with the servants of God. And they had one spirit, and one body, and one garment, for they had the same mind, and they wrought righteousness. After a certain time, then, they were persuaded by the women whom thou sawest clad in black raiment, and having their shoulders bare, and their hair loose and beautiful in form. When they saw them, they desired them, and they clothed themselves with their power, but they stripped off from themselves the power of the virgins. They then were cast away from the house of God, and delivered to these women. But they that were not deceived by the beauty of these women remained in the house of God. So thou hast, saith he, the interpretation of them that were cast aside.
What then, sir, say I, if these men, being such as they are, should repent and put away their desire for these women, and return unto the virgins, and walk in their power and in their works, shall they not enter into the house of God?
They shall enter, saith he, if they shall put away the works of these women, and take again the power of the virgins, and walk in their works. For this is the reason why there was also a cessation in the building, that, if these repent, they may go into the building of the tower. But if they repent not, then others will go, and these shall be cast away in the end.
For all these things I gave thanks unto the Lord, because he had compassion on all that called upon his name, and sent forth the angel of repentance to us that had sinned against him, and refreshed our spirit, and when we were already ruined and had no hope of life, restored our life. Now, sir, say I, show me why the tower is not built upon the ground, but upon the rock and upon the gate.
Because thou art senseless, saith he, and without understanding thou askest the question.
I am obliged, sir, say I, to ask all questions of thee, because I am absolutely unable to comprehend anything at all, for all are great and glorious and difficult for men to understand.
Listen, saith he, the name of the Son of God is great and incomprehensible, and sustaineth the whole world. If, then, all creation is sustained by the Son of God, what thinkest thou of those that are called by him, and bear the name of the Son of God, and walk according to his commandments? Seest thou then what manner of men he sustaineth? Even those that bear his name with their whole heart. He himself then is become their foundation, and he sustaineth them gladly, because they are not ashamed to bear his name.
Declare to me, sir, say I, the names of the virgins and of the women that are clothed in the black garments.
Here, saith he, the names of the more powerful virgins, those that are stationed at the corners. The first is faith, and the second continence, and the third power, and the fourth long-suffering. But the others stationed between them have these names: simplicity, guilelessness, purity, cheerfulness, truth, understanding, concord, love. He that beareth these names and the name of the Son of God shall be able to enter into the kingdom of God. Here, saith he, likewise the names of the women that wear the black garments. Of these also, four are more powerful than the rest. The first is unbelief, the second intemperance, the third disobedience, the fourth deceit. And their followers are called sadness, wickedness, wantonness, irascibility, falsehood, folly, slander, hatred. The servant of God that beareth these names shall see the kingdom of God, but shall not enter into it.
But the stones, sir, say I, that came from the deep, and were fitted into the building, who are they?
The first, saith he, even the 10 that were placed in the foundations, are the first generation. The 25 are the second generation of righteous men. The 35 are God's prophets and his ministers. The 40 are apostles and teachers of the preaching of the Son of God.
Wherefore then, sir, say I, did the virgins give in these stones also for the building of the tower, and carry them through the gate?
Because these first, saith he, bore these spirits, and they never separated the one from the other, neither the spirits from the men, nor the men from the spirits. But the spirits abode with them till they fell asleep, and if they had not had these spirits with them, they would not have been found useful for the building of the tower.
Show me still further, sir, say I.
What desirest thou to know besides? Saith he.
Wherefore, sir, say I, did the stones come up from the deep, and why were they placed into the building, though they bore these spirits?
It was necessary for them, saith he, to rise up through water, that they might be made alive, for otherwise they could not enter into the kingdom of God, except they had put aside the deadness of their former life. So these likewise that had fallen asleep received the seal of the Son of God, and entered into the kingdom of God. For before a man, saith he, has borne the name of the Son of God, he is dead. But when he has received the seal, he layeth aside his deadness, and resumeth life. The seal, then, is the water. So they go down into the water dead, and they come up alive. Thus to them also this seal was preached, and they availed themselves of it, that they might enter into the kingdom of God.
Wherefore, sir, say I, did the 40 stones also come up with them from the deep, though they had already received the seal?
Because, saith he, these, the apostles and the teachers, who preached the name of the Son of God, after they had fallen asleep in the power and faith of the Son of God, preached also to them that had fallen asleep before them, and themselves gave unto them the seal of the preaching. Therefore they went down with them into the water, and came up again. But these went down alive, and again came up alive, whereas the others that had fallen asleep before them went down dead, and came up alive. So by their means they were quickened into life, and came to full knowledge of the name of the Son of God. For this cause also they came up with them, and were fitted with them into the building of the tower, and were builded with them, without being shaped. For they fell asleep in righteousness, and in great purity. Only they had not this seal.
Thou hast then the interpretation of these things also.
I have, sir, say I.
End of part 13.